Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mama 7, and we are doing devotions. This is day 2 of a Wonderful Approach Devotions 2021. It is, as always, a little challenge. It's supposed to be challenging, okay? Let me explain to everyone what we're doing. We're preparing a gift for God. This is something from our heart. You know, this is our macaroni art, you know. If you are a parent and your child's ever brought you home the string of macaroni painted, and you looking like, oh my God, you thinking this is a gold chain or anything, it's macaroni art. It's very simple, usually kind of cheap, you know, whatever. But to the parent receiving it, oh my God, absolutely everything. And so, yeah, this is what we're doing. Our gift for God. Considering that, you know, most of us don't do this on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis, you know, it's always good to have that great reminder that, you know, God is the one, you know, God is who we're supposed to be focusing on. You know, this is how we kind of right-size ourselves. You know, sometimes you have to downgrade some things, you have to upgrade others. But we're getting ourselves ready to be able to do God's work. You know, we don't wake up and come out the womb ready to do work. We have to get our legs strong. We have to get our mind strong. You know, we have to really be able to handle some situations. So in order to do that, though, you got to get yourself together. And so that's what we're doing. We're getting ourselves together. We're making sure our temples are clean. That means precision of language. That means detoxing. You know, I wrote on Facebook, my brain all morning long has been trying to convince me that I don't have to go this hard. You know, I don't have to do the fruits and vegetables. I don't have to do this. I don't, you know, or we can just start tomorrow, you know. Or the other one I thought was pretty good, you know, well, we did so good yesterday. Why don't we just take a break today? And I'm like, dag on. It's only day 2. And already you're trying to find excuses on how to ease this inconvenience. Because we're not saying don't eat. We're just saying don't eat at a certain time. And we're not saying that you can't drink. We're just saying don't drink soda. You know, and so already, you know, my mind, and I may be alone, but already my mind is playing tricks on me, trying to find ways for me to decrease this inconvenience. I still have plenty of food. Just don't go to that McDonald's or Chick-fil-A for food. Go home. Eat your food that you've already purchased. And be thankful I had the money to buy it. I had the car to go get it. I got a house and a refrigerator to put it in. So really, is there a complaint? Really? Think about it. So as we start, we have to start really gaining control over our mind. We have to have control over what we're putting in our mouth, what we're digesting, what we're taking part in. Can I control words that come out of my mouth and have precise language, you know? Or am I really, really just a puppet that mass media controls? I'm not a puppet, not for mass media. For God, maybe a couple angels, but not mass media, okay? Not social media. No, y'all don't get to jerk me around and play with my emotions, and no, I'm not going to have that. I got tried up at work yesterday. And as I was looking at this short person, I was like, today's not a good day for that. But I was like, I refuse to give you my power, period. You can't have my power. Number one, you wouldn't be able to control it. You wouldn't know what to do with it if you had it. You're not skilled enough to handle you know, the energy that flows through me. So how in the world did you get skilled enough to get my attention in such a fashion? You know? So that's what this time frame is about, really, really understanding where we are as individuals, where we are as in our challenges, where we are in purifying ourselves. You know, that's where we are. And it's it'll surprise you when you realize how difficult it is to control some of the things that you said you had control over. You know, just controlling that attitude. So what, you're hungry? Is that the whole world's fault that you're a little peckish and now we got to hear a foul mouth? Please correct that immediately. Spiritual fast should not be creating negative energy. Okay? Be clear as to what you're doing, and that's going to help you do it in the right way. Okay? Challenges? Oh, lots of challenges. And don't forget what I said. You know, the first 3 days is really, really rough, and we're smack dab in the middle of it. So day two, oh, yeah, we have challenges. And that's because the world doesn't want God to get his gift. The world would like to keep God, us from God. The world would like us to have just one more reason that we feel some sort of way about God. Right? Why do we work hard like we work hard? We have to work hard because at any given moment, prayers will be needed, and we'll have to be ready to respond. We have to, and don't think for a minute, I'm sorry, don't think for a minute that you can wake up in the morning and smile and put this all together and just wing it, okay? This is not winging it. You know, most of your spiritual leaders, and that's definitely what I consider each and every one of us, you know, each of the spiritual leaders, they spend time studying, practicing, getting better at their prayers, having deeper understandings. You know, I'm sure you're like, how many times can we study this prayer? I have said prayers before for decades, just over and over, just say the words, right? And then I'll go back and listen. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Where did this come from? Think about this for a minute, and I'll have a deeper revelation into a prayer that I've said over and over for 20 years. So as we're growing and evolving, we're constantly building on this, constantly, as we should, because that's what's going to prepare us for the challenges of the world. You know, we sitting right here in the middle of protest season about to pop off. We're in the middle of a financial crisis. We're in the middle of some stuff, family, okay? We're going to have to work harder to do better than we've done before, and we're going to have to make it wonderful. You have to be able to do this work with a smile, okay? We really, really need the help. We need the energy. So today is on, and I shipped out lots and lots of good books yesterday, and everybody should be getting them. I think it's in the next day or two. I'm very excited about it and everything like that. So we're talking about the law of attraction. This is my easy button, right? Love the law of attraction. So easy to get into. Just understanding what you put out, you get back. That easy. Now, the only difficult part is making sure you're putting the right things out. Why would that be difficult? Don't you deserve that? Don't we want this? Absolutely. What I find is the biggest part of understanding the law of attraction is you. Not the universe, not even the things you want sometimes. It's you. It's you being patient with yourself. It's you being honest about what you really want? How can the universe give you something and you don't know what you want? Or you have the, what I despise the most, you have the conflicting energy going on. Or, and this one hurts my little feelings, or if you don't believe that you're worth the things that you're asking for. And that one really, 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 really hurts my feelings because, you know, it's like I need you to understand that God made us in his image. You know, that means we are perfect in every way. So why in the world would worth have to be a question? Why are you worried and concerned if you deserve the things that are on your heart? If the things on your heart are positive, then why would that be a problem for God? What happens is we make it a problem for us. What? How many people, eventually I'm moving into the podcast because I like the interaction, but how many people just think about it, dim your own light out of someone else's comfort or discomfort? Why would you do that? Why would you dim something that belongs to God? So basically, you're saying, God, the creator of all, I need you to be less than so these other humans around here can feel comfortable. What kind of stuff is that? How in the world can you say that to God? And if you're sitting there saying, oh, no, I've never said it to God. If you said it to yourself, you said it to God. If you've done this yourself, you've done this to God. Because our light comes from God. God is the source. So if you deny yourself, you're denying the source that came from. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to be less than for anyone, including yourself. We have a responsibility to work, to expand ourselves, to be all that we can for God. So as we are putting out that energy, as we are attracting things to us, we have to make sure that we are preparing to receive the good things, that we're ready to block and push away the negative things, and that we are making it happen. Stop feeling some sort of way because of other people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Other people's fears got you living a half life. Incorrect. That's not the way it's supposed to be. So in this idea of the law of attraction, I need you to understand certain basic underlying things that are going on at the same time. You must stand your value, understand your contribution and your worth. If you don't believe that you can get it, if you don't believe you're worth it, if you don't believe that God would bless you in such a fashion, then you're going to get very frustrated because it's not going to happen. Okay? And this is something, I swear, that kids can do. Children, don't let the children outdo you. Of course, if the children can do it, you can do it. So I just wanted to share with everyone, look, when it comes to the law of attraction, make sure you are set up. It's not just a simple matter of putting the energy up into the universe. We have got to absolutely make plans to receive it. To receive it, we have to believe we're worth receiving it. We have to believe and know that God loves us in such a fashion that he's going to make sure that we are going to be taken care of. You know, there are so many things, you know, once you get to know me a little better, you will realize there's so many things I don't worry about. I mean, like, really don't worry about, because I believe in God. I believe God is going to take care of this. I don't have to worry about something. I don't have to be, you know, sitting here, you know, shaking my, I don't have to do all that. But I know that God got me. What I'm trying to do and what I hope to spend my life doing is educating, is bringing people closer to God. I need you to move closer to the safety, closer to the protection, closer to all those things that love you, sincerely love you. That's what I hope to spend my life doing. And as we get closer to God, we'll begin to understand how much he loves us, how much he has for us, you know, how much we can actually be doing with God. You know, this is not a one-sided relationship. This is very much a mutual relationship, and we can have a relationship with God. So don't sell yourself short on any of this. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen like a little spoiled brat, and they're like, well, I'm going to tell my father. That's kind of how we should be. We need to understand how big our Father really is. We need to begin to understand how powerful God is and how powerful and impactful he can be in your life. So when we get past ourselves and our own little hang-ups and everything else that comes with us, then we can begin to really move in the good graces of God, okay? So everyone, be patient with yourself today. Be patient with the rest of the world today, because it's going to seem like the world is irritating you. They're not. And if they are, charge it to their head, not their heart. They don't know no better. But we do. We do know we're working on something. We do know that we are actively working on in bettering ourselves. We do know that we're setting examples for others. I'm telling you, they're watching. I'm telling you, they want to know what we're doing. I'm telling you that we are those leaders. Now we got to act like it. We got to move in that energy. We have to make sure that we can be held accountable for any and all of our actions, okay? Don't think that there's no light switch on God, okay? There's no moment where he's not aware of who we are and what we're doing. Don't think that he doesn't have those angels that their job is to report back your actions. You know, don't think that, you know, one good cancels out a bad. One good does not cancel out a bad. We don't know the full price of what we do, good or bad. This is why we spend so much time focused on the good, because we want to make sure at the end of the day we have the good going on. But we don't know sincerely the full ramifications of what we do. Irritating somebody one day, you know, road rage, whatever, you go, you flick them off, honk your horn, scare them, they run off the road, whatever. Things get crazy. Those types of things do happen. So what we need to do is manage ourselves to the best of our abilities and make sure that we're not causing harm in this already violent and chaotic world, okay? And it takes some practice, because they are ready. They are ready. But I'm telling you, no weapon formed against me will prosper, okay? And so that means that I have no worries or concerns about the success of the negativity around me. I know it's here. It's always been here, whatever. It's been here before me, my mother, my grandmother, and on and on and on. It's been here. But I know no weapon formed against me will prosper. So I don't even have to give this that much energy. I'm going to put my protection in place. I'm going to make my prayers. I'm going to keep it pushing. See, when you have a knowledge and an understanding and a trust in God, you don't have to worry about all these little mosquitoes. They might bite and sting and have your little arms swole up, whatever. They're inconveniences. They won't have a full impact on you. because God said no. So, okay? Started in our devotions book. I love the prayers in the second book, so we're going to go into the prayers. And the prayer for today, oh, wow, how wonderful, is the Serenity Prayer. I do counseling, okay, long. And the particular counseling I'm doing right now is working with those with substance abuse issues. Substance abuse is an evil among itself. It is an evil. It is negative. It is a devil, and it's real. And every day I go and I see people battling this devil and losing. They're losing. And the only thing they have to hold on to, because they've lost the dignity, they've lost their hope, they've lost their family, they've lost so much. All they have is a string that attaches them to, and this string is what is intertwined in the Serenity Prayer. So this is the prayer that is for today. And for those people that, you know, feel that you've lost everything, like you have nothing, like God is just, you know, not watching over you, not caring for you, you know, sometimes you have to find one string to hold on to. And then the next day you can get another string and attach it to that. And after a while, then you have a rope. And then you have something more you can build on and grow with. But don't discount the string. And hold on tight to it, you know? All right, the Serenity Prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as a pathway to peace, taking as he did the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will. That I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him. Forever in the next. Amen. Feel me for waking up with me.